hide your face from me? That was the question I asked of you. Oh, so long ago. Now I've learned to find you in the words you wrote to me. You better believe that I will leave no stone unturned when I am searching for you. Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I need you more and more and more. I need you more and more and more. I need you more and more and more. Whoa, oh, oh, oh. And I need you more than the mountain needs the valleys to define what it is. And I need you more than the shore needs the ocean to define what it is. And years I ignored the fact that you were the one that my heart was always looking for. You wrote me letters and writings on the wall telling me how to live this life and how to avoid the fall. But I fell anyway and you love me anyway. And now in every way I want to worship you every day. In the middle of the streets I don't care. I'm gonna raise my voice to the top of my lungs. Yeah, you are the one that I need. I want you more than anything. You are the one that I will live my life for, despite my wanderings, yeah. Oh, 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 yeah. I need you more and more and more. I need you more and more and more. I need you more and more and more. Oh, 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 oh. And I need you more than the mountain needs the valleys to define what it is. And I need you more than the shore needs the ocean to define what it is. Better believe that I will leave no stone unturned when I am looking for you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, I need you more and more and more. I need you more and more and more. I need you more and more and more. Whoa, oh, 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 oh.
Live music from our mystery guest, who I'll get to in just a second. That set started off with Michelle Romery with Too Much, The Modern Electric you heard after that with Try to Pretend, Attack Cat with Tricks, and our not-so-mystery guest, Mr. Lee Harrell.
Hey, 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 how you doing?
On guitar. How are you guys?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Introduce yourselves here.
Yeah, my name's Lee Harrell, and Lee Harrell Music, and this is my brother, DJ Doc Harrell.
What up, what up, what up? Glad to be here, y'all.
Glad to have you. And Lee, what's funny, we just played Attack Cat in that set, of course, with Rachel and Dave.
Dave Douglas.
We first met you guys at the Christmas special this past December.
Yes, sir.
And you were singing, and you blew everybody away. You guys were fantastic. And since then, you and I have been talking.
Yeah.
And, you know, talking music. You've come to a few 10x3s and some other things. And yeah. I found out about this cool thing that you do. I had no idea. So why don't you tell the people kind of why you're here and what we're going to get into here.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we're here to talk about the Fresh Camp. And the Fresh Camp actually is something newer in my day-to-day life, but my brother Doc started it about 6 years ago, five or six years ago.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And he was able to bring me on full-time, so I work with the Fresh Camp every day now. And it's a really cool thing. And if you guys don't mind, I'd love to hear from Doc what it is and the vision behind it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, 6 years ago, I've been a hip-hop artist for most of my life, producing, recording, And I just believe that for me, hip hop gave me voice as a young teenager who was real shy. Hip hop was a type of expression that I had to really dig deep inside to find out what do I have that I would want to shout so loud and articulate on the microphone. So it really helped me dig deep and find my voice. So after being a hip hop artist for many years, I really started to pour into the next generation and do teaching and teach DJ lessons. But then really more than that. So it all crystallizes about 6 years ago, starting the Fresh Camp in my neighborhood in Glenville, where we basically cultivate youth voice, health, and leadership through hip hop recording and performance. And just full out blown hip hop projects and getting to know the teenagers around the city in Cleveland and pull out their talents and hear what their perspectives are about what's going on right now in our city and what are the solutions that they can find and help them put that to song and get their voice out there. So it's been an amazing journey to work with hundreds and hundreds of teenagers all across the city.
Yeah.
Now, have you found, you said you've been doing this now for about 6 years.
Yeah.
Have you found that, when you first started, how did you get the word out? How did you let people know about Fresh Camp?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was pretty easy. Well, I have to say that started before the Fresh Camp actually began. And it's a lesson that I keep learning over and over again. It was me just wanting to get to know my neighbors. Mm-hmm. And, you know, especially in the city, it's like, when you pull together with your neighbors and build trust and get to know each other, that's when your life gets changed. Because I've met so many amazing people in on my street, and I met a lot of teenagers too. So by the time we did our first Fresh Camp, and that was actually one of the reasons why we did the first summer camp, the first year, was in because I was a part of our neighborhood's Block Watch, and every year they kind of do pass out a flyer around the neighborhood. You know, here's what you could do to help us have a safe and good neighborhood and everything. And I said, you know, why are we putting out this little flyer when I could just, you know, engage some of the youth in our neighborhood and let them come up with some solutions of what they think our neighborhood should be. And let's make an album and pass out that album around mm-hmm. town. So when we did the first camp, it was just like, oh, yeah, Derek, who lives across the street, you'll get to hear him later tonight, and some of the other students just right up the street. It filled up pretty quickly, mm-hmm. actually. Wow. And ever since then, I don't think we hardly ever put out a flyer because how many students are there? You know what I mean? Just mm-hmm. in a few blocks.
Right.
And so when you do something that engages them and encourages them and lets their light kind of shine, like you don't really have to go do a lot of knocking. Yeah. On doors. Usually students tell their friend about it or their cousin about it. Next thing you know, they're knocking on the door to get into the camp.
And Fresh Camp, from what I understand, it's not just about the music. I mean, it's big on the music, but you also
right.
teach things like healthy eating yeah. and mm-hmm. the bigger picture of things as well.
Yeah, this is all about community change. Like, it's really not all about the music. It's all about community change. It's all about building into the kids creativity, confidence, and character. And the music is just how we do it. That's just kind of like the subculture and the form of communication surrounding it all. So that's why a lot of times, you know, one of our taglines on, I think, Instagram or whatever is Fresh Camp in Action, because what we're going to do is meet people in our neighborhood, talk to someone we haven't talked to, see who's doing good and who's doing something fresh that's actually impacting, and let's use our skills and promote it. And so we'll, you know, one time we went to our neighbor's farmer's market, and this was a small farmer's market. It's not like the one you always hear about, like the Shaker Market is really big and the West Side Market. Ours is the Gateway 105 Farmer's Market. Most people haven't heard of it except if you lived in our neighborhood. So we went and interviewed the vendors. And then we went back and made some beats, and then everyone rapped about their favorite vendor. So this was our way of helping to promote the farmer's market in our yeah. neighborhood.
I think I had listened to a vegetable rap before I came
oh, yeah,
up
okay.
here.
Tons of yeah.
And I really wanted tomatoes like all day now.
Oh, yeah.
I'm thinking about tomatoes.
That's what's up.
So when you started this and when you've got incoming students mm-hmm. – obviously, a lot of the basis is in hip hop. Do you struggle at all with maybe the pre-existing assumptions about hip hop music? And
right.
and so when the kids come in, do you have to battle like their temptation to
right. yeah,
to like, go beyond?
Do I have to unbrainwash them from yeah. the commercial rap that's out
yeah,
there?
Yeah.
Actually, basically. You'll be surprised, and when you get to talk to some of the students later on in the show, they'll they'll probably answer that question better than me, but it's kind of interesting. It's like, instead of spending a lot of time trying to say, you know, the rappers you listen to, it's, you know, there's a lot of fantasy talk and it's a lot of glorifying images that aren't really, is that what you're about, living your life like? No, of course not. Well, why, you know, what are these rappers talking about? It's just, if you just go out into the garden in our neighborhood and say like, oh, today we're actually going to be digging in the dirt today. Here's what's under the soil. And then, you know, here's what we're going to do next. It's pretty natural to then, by having those experiences, and then you go and sit down and write lyrics, you're going to start writing about things you've experienced. That's what hip hop is. It's reflecting and writing on your experiences. Yeah. And so the problem is, a lot of times we don't have experiences with the kids or the teenagers, you know, in our neighborhoods. And even in school, it's like a lot of times you're in class teaching a math lesson, but, you know, where are we when we're, if us as adults are engaging with the kids outside of school in real circumstances, they're going to write about that stuff. You know what I mean? And not just be tied to repeating the things that they're listening to and some of their, you know, some of the rappers out there.
Now, is this solely focused in the Glenville neighborhood?
No. This is something that started in the, and we, you know, kind of initiated this in the Glenville neighborhood. Mm-hmm. But we also serve schools in different neighborhoods. We just did an assembly at Collinwood High School. Mm-hmm. I work a lot with, both Lee and I work a lot with MC Squared STEM School. So we've kind of been meeting students all over and slowly kind of, you know, expanding the reach. This summer, okay, we're going to be doing a fresh camp in the Buckeye neighborhood,
our first
St. Clair
one.
Superior. And actually Cleveland Heights also.
Yeah, our very first fresh camp in Buckeye this summer. And we're right. really excited yeah. about it. And it's cool because it kind of happened, the term organically is overused, I think, sometimes, but it really did happen organically. Like, Doc and I weren't looking for the opportunity to do it in that neighborhood, but it came to him, and now we're doing it.
Right.
So it's the same small concept that started years ago of mm-hmm. go meet your neighbors, and now our community is somehow starting to meet other communities and be invited in to do right. some good things.
And part of it was a few students that live in that neighborhood asked yeah. that I met at a school were like, when are you going to bring the fresh camp to Buckeye? And I'm like, yeah. well, you know, we'll see. I would love to. And next thing you know, that opened up. So actually two of those students are going to be kind of on our leadership team for that summer camp. So that's yeah. what I love is that it's their neighborhood. These students have worked with us before in a few programs. Now they get to rise up in leadership and be kind of neighborhood ambassadors as I come to their neighborhood.
That kind of leads me. Do you have a staff of people, or is it just the two of you plus your students?
Right.
How does that work out?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's been actually slowly growing over the past few years. So Lee was the first full-time staff member that we had on. And then Ben Robles is also another musician that's an artist mentor, and also the students. I mean, some of the students that have been through the program and just they have incredible skill sets have been earning their keep and being a part of the team. So they have part-time jobs with us. In the summer, it's pretty much full-time jobs helping to teach at the camps.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the staff is slowly growing.
Well, yeah. I don't know about you, but I want to hear some more music. Yes. And while people All right, cool. listen to the next song, freshcamp.org, that's kind of the epicenter of where – people can find you, correct?
Yes, freshcamp.org. Yes. Okay. Awesome. Yep. That's awesome. Right.
Sorry, you were in the middle of asking each other questions.
For sure. We've got you, Doc, going to perform. I've got a track
got
for you
it.
Lined up.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do it.
Here we go.
Yeah, I mean, I guess this and this song is a reflection of just neighborhood life, I guess you could say. And I realized that it takes actually a lot of hard work. A lot of things take hard work. Gardening takes hard work. In the steel industries of the history of Cleveland, that was a lot of hard work, but I found out that it actually takes the same kind of hard work ethic that my grandfather taught me with hammers and nails to build trust with people, you know, friends in my neighborhood. We gotta go from Rust Belt City to a Trust Belt City. So this is my kind of mantra of what we need to do. We gotta go from Rust Belt City to a Trust Belt City. We gotta go from Rust Belt City to a Trust Belt City. It's hard work. Come on. We gotta go from Rust Belt City to a Trust Belt City. But in Cleveland, tell me, how we gonna build that trust? It's hard earned in a cold world, tough. Rumors of war and love turning rust. Tried many times to connect with, got crushed.
gotta come back, blood, glory, and guts. No one said it's easy, only that it's a must. That's why we making these real fresh cuts. If you ain't turn up, everybody build trust. Trust, trust, trust. Trust is hard to come by. I got this one guy, and he was saying you can't trust, so keep your one eye open, always scoping just to make sure they don't lie. If you trying to relax, man, don't try. The rust belt dealt a blow to the mental state. Our work ethic was hectic, but we stay up late trying to get ahead of the next man. Or at least pay for gas, phone, electric, and food before it gets canned. Pulse industrial, economic decline. Got our city in a hard knock state of mind. So here's a little story that I'd like to suggest about how a tough neighborhood can turn out fresh. Fresh. Hey, when strangers turn family, danger is burning gradually. You see a foundation of neighbors who are living happily. Knowing each other's name is like the first part. When it goes deeper, you can borrow jumper cables for a fresh start. Backyard barbecue, didn't mean to startle you. You the new neighbor, so come over and enjoy a few minutes in this quick race. Life at this fast pace won't last longer if we first are in the last place. So sit down for a minute at a time, enjoy some tea or some wine, and get to know me. You'll find a little trust. Hard earned in a cold world, tough. Rumors of war and love turning rust. Tried many times to connect but got crushed. Gotta come back, blood, glory, and guts. No one said it's easy, only that it's a must. That's why we making these real fresh cuts. If you ain't turn up, everybody build trust, trust, trust. I put the work in, trying to be trustworthy. Never wanna let them down when I'm in a hurry. I slow down my roll for a minute at a time before I gotta go clock in and go ahead and finish my grind. Now I might not trust you with my daughter or my wife, or my password, keep it blurred, wallet locked tight. But rest assured that if it's friendship you'll seek, we'll find. Building bridges of trust will sure improve our lives. In our neighborhood we need to know everyone's name to find that everyone's the same. But good community's our aim. We gotta work through issues, it's not easy at all. See if we patch all the holes in the wall, the cynicism turns. Trust, hard earned in a cold world, tough. Rumors of war and love turning rust. Tried many times to connect but got crushed. Gotta come back, blood, glory, and guts. No one said it's easy, only that it's a must. That's why we making these real fresh cuts. If you ain't turn up, everybody build trust, trust, trust. Come on. I'ma navigate variable heights and stereotypes. Push through preconceived ideas of blacks and whites. In different places where different races see different situations. From points of view like the attic or basement. Displacement happens when we gentrify. I got the sense that the census's rent is high. He raised the rent, the money spent on plenty fences high. Moved in, forced out, how can we trust? We try. Not all problems get solved by switching economy. So we build in integrity and relational equity. And after all the hard work, we'll see where the heart lands. Just like a lot of practice together can make a good band. So we spreadin' lights like we're park hands. And after all the hard work, we'll see where the heart lands. I'ma pull my guts up until my presence is felt. Working overtime to make sure we earn another notch on my trust belt. Trust belt, trust belt. Come on, trust. Hard earned in a cold world, tough. Rumors of war and love turning rust. Tried many times to connect but got crushed. Gotta come back, blood, glory, and guts. No one said it's easy, only that it's a must. That's why we making these real fresh cuts. If you ain't turn up, everybody build trust, 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 trust.
Build trust, yo.
Yeah.
We're talking with Lee Harrell and Doc Harrell about Fresh Camp here on Neo Rocks, and that's a little bit of what you do.
Yeah.
And you're teaching the kids how to do it in a mm-hmm. helpful way. And a way to help build communities and freshcamp.org.
Freshcamp.org.
You can hear even the album that song came on is called Fist Versus Friendship. And what we did with our students, we walked around our neighborhood and we all interviewed some adults in the neighborhood. And through those interviews, we talked about neighborhood life and got different perspectives from different members of the neighborhood. And then the students sat down, and myself included, and we said, what did we just hear? What is everyone thinking about? What are the issues in our neighborhood? And one of the students, Derek, wrote a song called Can't Trust that really talked about a lot of the difficulties of learning I really can't trust anyone, maybe not even myself. So my take on it, obviously was trust. But Fist Versus Friendship is the album. It's on freshcamp.org.
Yeah,
and it kind of paints the picture of our neighborhood and what the students are thinking.
Well, what do you think about bringing?
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah.
We'll hear from one of the kids, a couple of kids themselves.
Sure.
Absolutely. This is live radio, folks. We're grabbing the our next. Here we go.
We've got many members of the FreshCamp.org group here, and
that's the chair you hear with Lee's trying to throw it out of the room right now.
Just before the show started, Jason came in and he looked at me and went, "Don't freak out." And I go, "What do you mean?" And then there were like 12 people that walked into the studio.
Yeah, we're used to having, you know, 2-3 people in here, so this is different. This is good.
But the students from Fresh Camp came in and they immediately started introducing themselves, which was awesome. So for all of our listeners, why don't we go around really quickly and just introduce yourselves and get right up to the mics when you do it.
All right, so I'll start off first. My name is Derek Washington. I've been a member of the Fresh Camp for about 4 years. I'm the mixing and mastering specialist. I produce, make a lot of the beats, and help Doc produce a lot of songs and albums. And a lot of our music, you can go to our website at freshcamp.org if you want to listen to some of that.
Yeah, my name is Chris Huff. I've been in the Fresh Camp a year after it started, so it's been about 5 years, maybe six. I'm the DJ, and I'm also a hip-hop artist, MC, producer. Yeah, like I said, you know, we do a lot of producing, a lot of peace, love, and positivity in the community, so you already know what it is. Let's get it.
Hey, what's up? My name is Patrick Warner. I've been in the Fresh Camp since 2013, so 3 years right now. I'm an MC, producer, help around with engineering, help teach some classes. Yep, happy to be here.
My name is Charles Spoonie. I've been in the Fresh Camp about 2 years now. I'm an MC, and I'm the head T-shirt guy, so when I check them out, go to the website.
My name is Olympia White, and I've been here since when it first started. So basically what I do is I'm an MC, and I make beats. So,
and Olympia, did I hear earlier that you're one of the younger members?
Yeah.
What is the age range for Fresh Camp?
It goes anywhere from about 9 through 18.
Okay.
Yeah, and Olympia is kind of like one of our top junior producers. He makes really good music, and he's amazing to watch perform live on stage.
Right. Well, I'll pose a question to you guys that I posed to the adults in the room. When you guys started out, how did you come up with your lyrics, and did you have trouble? Were you big into the hip hop scene? You a fan of it, and did you have trouble kind of adjusting the way you thought?
I think that's a question all of us can answer individually, but I'm just gonna start it off. But I started doing hip hop when I was like 12, so I started like with a lot of mainstream, and over time I started realizing that mainstream music nowadays really isn't this type of stuff I like. So I started researching a lot of underground artists like Joey Badass, Chance the Rapper, Childish Gambino, a lot of them, and I started getting influenced by their music, and they really helped me with my producing and my lyric writing. So
I've been into hip hop and rapping ever since I was like 9. Like, me and my older sister used to just be listening to instrumentals on YouTube and just start going off of that and rapping. So like, making lyrics never really been hard to me, because I just usually just say what's in my heart. You know, it just come naturally to me, so it never really been a problem.
Right. I grew up rapping. Like, it was a thing for me. Like, I was like 9 rapping with my brother Anthony, and we just grew up rapping with each other, and he was always better than me. Like every line was better than mine. Like, I looked up to him. So
Older brother.
I mean, I'm older than him, but he was always bigger than me. Like, he's taller than me, bigger than me, so I called him my big brother. So over time, I joined this poetry group. Then I met my brother D, Mr. Washington over there. He got me into, like, really taking rap serious, where hip-hop is life, where you going to do it, make sure you do it every day, all the day, and make it your life goal. So
No sleep.
For real.
Now, we're running a little short on time here, but I want to know, can somebody step up and tell me, what did Fresh Camp mean to you? How has it affected you in your life?
Well, to me, the Fresh Camp is just like heaven on earth, you know, because like growing up, it's like everybody from where I'm from want to be a rapper. or and then like Doc actually showed me, like, I met him when I was like, I knew him all my life because he lived right across the street from me. But it's like when I met him, he just showed me like everything that I envisioned was actually possible. And as soon as I joined the Fresh Camp, he started teaching me how to make better lyrics, how to make beats, produce, mix, master. And it's like I'm watching my dreams come true in front of me. It's like I couldn't ask more from a man like that. And it's like amazing for real. Like I'm really finna cry.
Aww.
Like
that. Well, do we want to have them do? Let's have them do something.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, I'm just gonna kind of leave things open for you, so you guys can go ahead and take it.
Okay. We all set up over there, okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. We good.
Good for you guys.
Okay. All right, cool.
All right, people that's listening right now, my name is Chris. I go by Quasar Jenkins. So,
all right.
This is a song that we did called Classic, so we about to do this real quick. So y'all ready?
Yep, let's go.
Freeze, tag, lay back, 25 cent for a chip bag. Morning cartoons, keep track of curfew, getting dark soon. Boom box, up late, I'll bring the car, we'll get the duct tape. What I wouldn't give to have it. Back to the days, we was classic. Back to the days we was classic,
classic.
Back to the days we were classic,
classic.
Session. So welcome to the old school. I'm a joker, but all I do is play fools. A youngin' bout to spit them bars, kinda like jail. My name ain't Anthony, but I do this so well. I got this game on lock like some nappy dress. Take your corny rappers' lyrics and rip them to shreds. Whatever happened to the peace, love, and passion? Now it's just guns, money, sex, and fashion. Hip hop is dead like a zombie. All we got is rappers. Yo, where the MCs with the mic in my hand? I feel invincible. Nowadays hip-hop is oh so predictable. I can already tell what they about to say. Probably about how much money they blow in one day. I put my pencil to the paper, so I hope you get the point. I'm not talking about bones, cause I write joints. It's sad and pathetic where hip-hop is going. I cut a rapper head off, then I go bowling. I'm fed up with rap, all I'm hearing is trap. I murder all these tracks and the rest you can rap. I'm trying to be the greatest on the planet, so I became an MC. And I ain't even planted, it's that CL A double S I C. Call me Mirage, cause you can't see me. This that classic. Back, 25 cent for a chip. Back, morning cartoons. Keep track of curfew, getting dark soon. Boom box, up late. I'll bring the car, but get the duct tape. Oh, what I wouldn't give to have it.
Yeah.
Back to the days we was classic.
This is my generation. The way they rap now, it don't make sense. I don't think y'all understand. They need to cool me off. Anybody got a fan? Hey. In Cleveland, I'm the man. Making this generation better is my plan. Hey, hey, hey. Making this generation better is my plan.
Hey, let's go. People are still your shoes and your clothes. And they're still your heart and your soul. You can give them the keys to your home, but you can't give them a seat to the throne. Sometimes you can't change what's going on, like the blood diamond mining down in Sierra Leone. Man, there's people killing people, they doing it for the gold. That's why I can't trust a soul, I can't even trust my own. Trusting people became harder and harder, and if I ever burn my bridges, I'll be walking on water. I'll put my pride to the side and ask the Holy Father, should I try to trust him? Now he said don't even bother. Some people ain't all they seem. Just cause they wear your jersey don't mean they on your team. I mean, you can let them ride, but they might switch lanes in the middle of the day. Man, their minds might change. It's insane.
So it's like freeze, tag, lay back, 25 cent for a chip bag. Morning cartoons, keep track of curfew, get dark soon. Boom box, up late, I'll bring the car, but get the duck tape. What I wouldn't give to have it. Back to the days, it was classic. Running up the hill, trying to see my own path. I was looking at the mask, and I seen it's just cracked. Looking in the mirror, and I seen it look bad. I was moving too fast, so I had the little crash. Looking back to my dreams that I had. Trying to chase my visions, but I left them in the past.
Hey,
They tried to change my visions, but I left them in the past.
Left them in the past, so I had to walk the path. He was looking in the mirror through the looking glass. Okay, I sent a letter to heaven to my own father. My own father, the man that I honor, said, I told him I was learning the little lessons. Looking in that mirror, reflecting on my adolescence. Okay, it's that young kid with a tongue, with a sword of a samurai katana. Go ahead and tell your mama, change like Obama, and bring it to you. You know the way I'm flowing with the music, I just keep on growing. And like the seeds, you gotta save the seeds. I had to learn, you have to fail just to succeed. Just to succeed, so you can reach your dreams. I heard gods that fail even at the highest peak. At the highest peak, and reach it from the soul. I mean, it's more than raps, it's more than spitting the flow.
I say, oh God, it's the kid with the master plan. Chilling with the homies and we deeper than the Ku Klux Klan. Still shoot me down with my hands in the air. The police don't care, the justice system's unfair. Opportunities all I see, not talking about the letter. My words send out shots, kinda like bartenders. Versus this O-T-R-U-E true. Punchlines hit you like the uppercut from Ryu. I used to have a friend who was good at guitar. Someone robbed him for his car, now he's dancing with the stars. That's euphemism, meaning he passed away. His body's decaying, his soul soaring in space. I say, ruining careers like my name's McMahon. The flow's never sinking, cause I'm quick in the sand. If the public ain't feeling you, that's a tragic go in. You tell me, work on your delivery. What are you, a mailman? Trying to reach a higher level of my ascension. If I was talking my wallet, I bet I have your attention. The lyrics in the verses deeper than the fifth dimension. Keeping rappers on their toes like an interrupted lynching. I'm about to settle the score. I'm flowing like the shore. I'm killing you softly. Are you really ready for war? I'm dancing on the stage like Charlie Brown. We got pianos in the front and drums in the background. Bass feels nice, sounds been checked. So I grab the mic and flip my tongue like a tech deck. I run my empire like my name's Amenhotep. I'm all about business. Somebody get me a sales rep. The day of rebellion is coming sooner and sooner. You want a butt like March Madness, you ain't got no future. I was meant to be great since I popped out the uterus. My existence on this earth has a positive purpose. I rise above all eyes, I win when I fail. Writing rhymes make me happy and I ain't talking for real. You took that dude's life, now you label as a murderer. Did you know he had a son? Did you know he had a daughter? Another black man that's been buried in the grave. Another black man that's in the pen as a slave. We are slaves, we need to wake up and free our minds. Through the dark time, the sun shines through the blinds. Life is an RPG, there's no blame for boss. Yo man say he love you, got more life. I can't say the rest of it, it's inappropriate.
Yes.
We've got the crew from Fresh Camp here in studio with us. We've kind of got to wrap things up a little bit quickly because we're running out of time. But once again, where can people go to find out more information about Fresh Camp?
Freshcamp.org.
Freshcamp.org. You can use your Mac, your laptop, anything, your desktop, anything.
Your phone.
Your phone.
iPhone, your Apple.
Your girl's phone, your mama's phone.
Your daughter's phone. Your granny.
We've got about 12 people in studio, all of which love to have a mic in their hands.
Yeah, you ask, pretty much.
You ask a question and each one of them rushes.
Also, this Friday, I'm hosting an event called the MC Olympics at the Cultivation Theater at 6:30 p.m. It's a competition for MCs, you know, bring people together, you know, just to send that out there.
Yeah, man. Very cool. So we want to try to do the last track?
Yeah.
Let's get you set up. So many people in studio that we're trying to make this work with guitars and tracks and...
Cajones.
And
am I saying that right? I'm always worried that I'm saying that wrong.
What, cajones?
Yeah.
Until recently, I thought I knew how to say it, but then I got corrected again, so I'm not going to try. One of the ways you say it means something in Spanish.
Okay.
All the listeners that listen right now, come to my graduation. I'm graduating, about to be in college. Freshman, CSU.
Congrats.
Congratulations. All right, so we've got the track.
Yeah. You can just play it.
Okay.
The song's called Filter. Yeah. I may have done what they said I did, but I am not who they say I am. And I wonder, could I ever really be what he had made me to be? But before I finished wondering, grace gave me knowledge of peace.
And immediately I became a name when I called you my king. As your love poured out for the first time in my life, washing me clean. But as quickly as I began to see my life through your eyes, thoughts of my past world reminding me that your will for my life had been capsized by choices I made, relationships that I ruined. When I should have stood, I fell down taking punches and bruises. Lies that I told them, my family came back to harm me so fast. But I will not view my future through the filter of my past. I will not view my future through the filter of my past. I will not view my future through the filter of my past. I may have done what they said I did, but I am not who they say I am. I may have done what they said I did, but I am not who they say I am. They say you are a liar, a cheater, destitute, never gonna amount to anything, a total waste of everything, every success that was tasted, every minute spent wasted, developing potential, not knowing how to embrace it, embracing it, you can't even dream to imagine it, you're on a ship that's headed for a storm and you captain it, you never look back to see the people you left, in pain and agony while you were chasing keys to success, with pain in your chest, abused daily, hard to protect, against a love for self that ended you with pain and neglect, and so you neglected the things that brought life, sought death, and slowly but surely you were dragged down to the depths, then night falls with fear fell deep in your bones, you're screaming inside, desperation rips at your soul, your prisons, your mind, how did all this happen so fast, because you view your future through the filter of your past. They said I did, but I am not who they say I am. I may have done what they said I did, but I am not, no. I may have done what they said I did, but I am not who they say I am. I may have done what they said I did. Come on, y'all, sing it with me. I will not view my future through the filter of my past. I will not view my future through the filter of my past. I will not view my future through the filter of my past. I will not view my future through the filter of my past. I will not view my future through the filter of my past. I will not view my future through the filter of my past. I will not view my future through the filter of my past. I will not view my future. Hey, yeah. That's Filter, y'all. Woo!
You never shot us that one. Hey, you holding out on us, Lee.
Freshcamp.org is the address to find out more about Fresh Camp and everything that they do in the city.
Just one more thing. Shout out to my friend James Franklin that's listening right now, man. I love you, man.
Well, thank you. Thank you all for coming in.
Thank you guys.
Thank you very much.
Hey, again, thank you so much for your commitment to local music, man. Thank it's you. This is a huge, this is bigger than people realize, man. We really appreciate you guys.
Well, and hoping now that we've had a bunch of younger kids in studio that they're going to start sending some other stuff in.
Absolutely,
as well.
Man.
So
yeah, let's do it.
Again, thank you guys for being in. Yes. We got to get to our request.
One more thing before we leave. No more? Okay, we're done. No more. I have a family member that's listening. So, my sister, I love you. Chanel, I love you.